I said. Aren't we going to attack or something?
Not yet.
What are we waiting for, Specialist?
A big loud noise. I think they're stuck right now, but they'll get the machine moving again soon. It's too quiet right now.
I glanced at him and nodded. I thought I knew what he was thinking.
What are we going to do when they make this loud noise?
Carlos asked.
We're going to charge in close and wipe them out, or die trying.
Subtle, Carlos remarked.
But it just might work.
Sargon turned to look at him quietly. I thought maybe Carlos had earned himself another kick. But Sargon turned back again to watch the tunnel ahead and to listen to the lizards. We listened for several minutes. Finally, we heard them move again. The scratching sound of the machine being dragged over the roughly drilled floor of the tunnel was loud and painful to the ears. It squeaked, groaned, and clanged.
Okay, we move on three, said Sargon.
We all rose up into a crouch. I'd been expecting some kind of complex battle plan, but I could tell I wasn't going to get one. We were going to race up from behind them and kill them any way we could.
One,
said Sargon, hunching his shoulders and straightening his legs. At least, I thought, he's not asking me to go first.
Two.
We were all up. I flexed my muscles, which had cramped slightly from crouching low for so long.
Three. Go!
Just like that, he was racing up the tunnel. I rushed after him with Carlos bringing up the rear. We tried to run quietly, but that wasn't really possible. We were wearing heavy boots and running over a rough floor with corkscrew-like gouges in it. I found it hard not to stumble. I had to look down often just to keep my footing. We almost reached them before they sensed us. Almost. At the last second, some alert saurian craned his long neck around and saw our charge. We didn't have our lights on, but we could see their body heat. There was very little illumination. Saurians have excellent night vision, and they don't need special gear to see in dark tunnels. The saurian made a raspy, croaking sound, and it was the last sound he ever made. Sargon stopped, leveled his tube, and fired. I barely had time to throw myself against the wall of the tunnel. There was a flare of green light inside my helmet. Fortunately, the visor was built to automatically dampen extremely bright illumination, so as not to blind me with the amplified input. Still, I winced from hitting the sharp tunnel walls and from the assault of my eyes. The saurian in armor fared much worse. He was taken out, blown apart by a direct hit. Sargon's aim was excellent, but taking the shot wasn't the best move I'd ever seen a weaponeer make. The plasma bolt tore through the saurian and caromed off the ceiling, bouncing down again right into the machine we were supposedly rescuing.
I can't believe it, Carlos said. He friggin' killed it.
We don't know that. Move up, I shouted.
What's the point? Let's get out of here.
I didn't listen to him. Maybe the data unit was still intact. I pressed forward, hammering my snap rifle on full auto into the surprised lizards. We were lucky in one regard. The saurians were working hard to drag the machine, just as we had been a few hours ago. It was insanely heavy, bulky, and unforgiving. They weren't wearing helmets, maybe it was too hot for them, so I aimed for their heads. It wasn't as hard as it sounds. When surprised, the dinos had a well-known behavioral tendency. They all perked up, lifting their heads high and twisting their long necks rather than their bodies. As a result, they were all arching and staring at us for a moment, trying to figure out what they were facing. Sargon was the first one to close with them. He rushed up, put his tube to his shoulder, and took out a second lizard, this time one that was pretty far from the machine. My snap rifle jumped in my hands, chattering. I could hear sliver-like bullets spraying out, ricocheting and sparking from the metal roof of the tunnel. I knew I had to be hitting them right in the face, but they weren't going down. The few seconds of surprise passed, and the lizards responded to our attack with deadly effectiveness. As Sargon was the closest, they turned on him like a pack of hungry wolves. They leapt, hind claws leading, their tails making curved lines behind them. He never had a chance. He dropped his tube, got out his combat knife, and managed to sink it into the chest of the first saurian who reached him. But then the weight of those hind legs hit him, sending him sprawling. The Saurian he'd knifed staggered, but the rest closed in, biting and tearing. I heard a screech that was probably human, and I saw a reptilian head lift up with a bloody trophy. I wasn't even sure it was a limb. It could have been a ripped loose strip of skin and flesh. "Don't worry about hitting Sargon," I said. "He's gone."
"Concentrate on the closest one," Carlos said,
breathing over the microphone in his helmet in what sounded like panicky gasps.
"He's permed. I can't believe it. We're all going to be permed, right here in this hole.
Shut up and keep firing." We laid fire into the leader until he went down. The one Sargon had gutted was down as well. With the two he'd shot earlier, that left four of them out of the fight. The last two got smart and retreated behind the smoking hulk of the revival unit.
"Are they running or getting guns?"
Carlos asked. "It hardly matters which. We can't break off. They'll come after us, and they run a lot faster than we do. Let's charge."
"Okay. You left, me right. Go."
We'd been hugging the ragged walls of the tunnel, but now we fully exposed ourselves and rushed forward. We ran to the machine, stumbling over dead bodies and uneven spiraling cuts in the steel floor. We each came around the sides of the tunnel and met up with two armed lizards. They were picking up gear from a sled of sorts they had on the ground. I could tell right away it was some kind of air sled, a machine built to help carry heavy loads. I'd used them before, guiding them with tugs and nudges. One of the two was looking right at me when I came around the machine. He opened his mouth at me, but I didn't hear him make any sound, not even a hiss. I don't know if his yawning action was a challenge, a greeting, or a laugh. We both fired at the same time, but Carlos slammed into the dino, spoiling his aim. I was stunned for a split second. Carlos had not stopped his charge. He'd plowed right into the lizard that was going to shoot me. The other one hadn't gotten his rifle up yet. Maybe he was loading it or configuring it. I had no idea. Two bullets found me in the crossfire. They bit into my right shoulder, punching through the fabric of my uniform like I was wearing a windbreaker instead of light infantry armor. My right arm didn't work quite right anymore, but I shot the lizard in the skull with a burst that caused visible damage. Even with the strange glare of night vision, I could tell most of his snout was missing. I turned my barrel in the direction of the second lizard, who was still working on his gun. Maybe it was jammed, I don't know, but he never fired it. I killed him before he could get into action. Then I moved to Carlos and pulled him away from the dead Saurian. The two were entangled. I saw a curved blade and a lot of blood. Carlos had been gutted.
"You going to make it?"
Carlos asked me with a strange, rattling voice.
"Yeah, I'm good."
I was lying. My shoulder was on fire. I could feel the blood trickling down into my suit, dribbling with cooling runnels all the way to the tips of my gloves and the soles of my feet. The air conditioners chilled the blood as it ran over my skin, making a sticky, cold mess that was worse than sweat.
"How about you?"
I asked him.
"No way,"
he gasped.
"I'm dead. But if you get the hell out of here now, Sargon and I won't be permed. You can tell them."
"Is that why you did it?" I asked. "Is that why you hugged this lizard and got yourself killed?"
"Partly, yeah,"
he said.
"But no matter what, I don't owe you anything now, McGill. We're even."
It took me a second to understand what he was talking about.
"You're still hung up on that first training exercise where Graves suffocated us? Is that what you're talking about?" "You know damn well..."
He broke off to cough wetly. I didn't have to look to know that the mess he was coughing up was dark with clotted blood.
"You know what I'm saying. You came back for me, so I threw myself on a lizard for you."
"Okay," I said. "We're even, but we're not finished yet. I'll see you around, after some hot bio revives you." He laughed and coughed. His head was moving, but the rest of him was deadly still. It was strange, almost as if he was paralyzed, which he wasn't, as far as I could tell. His body was in shock, I guess. Already dead, but still functioning for a few minutes more. We talked a bit longer, quietly. Until he died. It didn't take more than 2 minutes. When I was sure, I let him down carefully. Took pictures of the fallen in case there was any argument from the bios, and went to the machine. If I ran out now, I knew I'd make it. Carlos, Sargon, and I would live. But that wasn't why I'd come down here. I'd come to save Graves, Natasha, Anne, all of them.